This is the opening market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion. Jim, what's happening with the trade in the grains?
We are in the red today, plain and simple. The trade war 2.0, I guess you could call it, is ratcheting up. The U.S. did slap some tariffs on steel and aluminum last night, and the EU came out with retaliations of their own in the overnight, and pretty much is kind of targeting some of the ag sector stuff as a way to kind of, you know, essentially maybe push the red state congressman to, you know, try to fight back a little bit, I guess you could say. So that is why we're under pressure, as, you know, the grains have become part of the trade war.
Any surprises for you on yesterday's WASDE report? And do you think we will move on from this report pretty quickly?
There was really no surprises at all. They made a little bit interesting. They did make some revisions to the South American crop from a year ago. Maybe that was the biggest surprise. But as for the U.S. market, it was a classic kick the can down the road. We got the big quarterly grain stock report at the end of the month. That'll give us a better handle what we're feeding. Then you got the acres. I think if there's one big pushback I think the industry did have was the export sales. There's no doubt about it on the corn. The sales are way ahead of where they were last year. And there is an argument that can be made with the strong sales pace we're seeing that, you know, the government needs to raise that export number. But I would argue, I think they took a little bit more conservative approach, maybe just to wait and see how these tariffs come into line, because you still have an argument within the industry is, you know, these sales, were they a better than we anticipated, or were they just front-loaded? And, you know, time will still tell.
That was Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Farmers, ranchers, and ag professionals, are you keeping up with the latest in agriculture? Profit Matters is here to help. Every weekday, we dive into the crop reports, market trends, and ag stories you need to stay ahead. From new technologies to shifts in policy, we cover the issues that matter most to your farm or business. We know agriculture is more than just a job, it's a way of life. That's why we're committed to bringing you the stories that matter and the information you need to make smarter decisions. Catch Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters.
May corn down 7.5 at 462.75. May soybeans down 6.75 at 10.04.5. May soybean meal down 50 cents at 301.30. May soybean oil down 2 cents at 41.91. On the Merc, April live cattle up 60 cents at $200.15. March feeder cattle up 97 cents at $278.47. April lean hogs up 72 cents at $87.27. Class 3 milk down 6 cents at $18.43. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. This is the opening market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson.